The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Abby Ward with Carroll Broadcasting and John Jensen with the Grundy Register. Abby, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. The recess starts this Friday. So can you kind of tell me what are the priorities that you are hoping that you guys will focus on and what you guys would like to accomplish before you guys go to recess this Friday?
I think for both the House and Senate, it boils down to two things. One, to get the budget approved so that government doesn't shut down, which would happen on December the 20th. And the other one would be to pass the defense authorization bill that we pass every year for 65 years in a row, national security being the number one responsibility of the federal government. It's necessary that we do that. Then for the Senate, there's a third. We'll be voting on some nominations that President Biden has made here at the last minute of his term in office. John?
Thank you, Senator. With no farm bill currently in place, what is the status of either extending current legislation or passing a new farm bill?
Well, we're going to pass a one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill, so it ends up being a seven-year, five-year farm bill, if that doesn't sound too funny. And I think that that means that the new Republican Congress and a new Republican president will pass a five-year farm bill next year. Back to Abby.
All right. Thank you, Senator. So another question that I have is in regards to the import of used cooking oil that is coming to the United States that the EPA has sent forth. So can you just give me some background information as to why this is happening, and also what does that mean for our Iowa farmers?
Well, it's bad for the Iowa farmers because we make biodiesel out of soybeans to the greatest extent. And used cooking oil coming in from China would be in competition to that. But more importantly, it's subsidized. We should not be subsidizing used cooking oil and in competition with their own American product. If there's any subsidy to be done, it should be done for our soybeans and not for used cooking oil coming from mostly from China, for that matter. John?
Senator, you're scheduled to participate in a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on sports betting tomorrow. What's the hearing regarding, and do you have concerns about the rapid growth of sports betting in the United States?
I think we need to be very concerned about it. Something that is more of a law enforcement issue than maybe a legislative issue, but the extent to which sports betting and the rapid rise of it might influence people that are in sports to do things that they lose a game and then benefit financially from that. But this hearing includes that issue, but it also includes antitrust issues. It includes issues whether or not, to the extent to which states can do things differently from one state to the other. And just overall, it doesn't have a bad impact upon sports in the United States, particularly college sports. Abby?
All right. Another question that I have, it's not really a local one, but it's one that people have been talking about. It's those mysterious drones that are appearing over New Jersey. I mean, they were having to need to shut down the Stewart International Airport. So have you discovered if there's any answers of what those are and what is being done about that to discover what is going on with those?
Well, it's a sad commentary for a U.S. senator to tell you this, but you have been hearing it from people in other members of Congress. You're hearing it from governors of states. You're hearing it from our own executive branch of the federal government. There doesn't seem to be any answer. And I can't believe that we don't have the resources to get to the bottom of this. And so what it's creating is not only is there a potential danger out there, but the fact that people can't get answers from their own government hurts the credibility of government, not only on the subject of unidentified drones, but on almost anything that the federal government does. And we ought to be building up the credibility of the federal government. And this is tearing down the credibility of the federal government because we don't have any answers. And I wish I could give you an answer, but I can't give you an answer because, you know, we've got agencies of the federal government ought to have the resources to get us those answers. And it's a sad commentary that they aren't. John, you'll be have the last question.
Thank you, Senator. Congressman Jim Leach passed away last week. Talk about your work with the congressman and any memories you might have of working with him.
Well, it was always a pleasure to work with Jim Leach. He was a Republican like I am. He had a few different views than I have on some subjects. They never stood in the way. He was very soft-spoken as he explained his views. I think that gave him a great deal of credibility with his constituents and with those of us that are his colleagues. He was very smart. I always quoted him as saying something about the International Bank of Settlement in Geneva. He was always talking about how it influenced monetary policy around the world and even in the United States. You know, something I didn't understand, but I understood it after he explained it to me. But nobody else in Congress was thinking about stuff like that. And then the bottom line of it is, for years he was chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, and he made a lot of reforms that helped the consumers of this country who use the banking system. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Abby and John, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.